Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He's a good liar, and she's used to being lied to.
Hey!
The Lie Detectors on B96.
All right, and we are back at his Lie Detectors, and we have Sarah. Sarah, I'm keep you on hold while I make this phone call, okay?
Okay.
Hello,
Eric.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. This is Eric.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Mike, dude. Dude, I know this is weird calling you because I'm actually looking for something. I think you might have it. You were at the barbecue over the weekend, right?
I'm sorry.
No,
Mike,
my bad. Listen, no. Here's the deal. I was at the barbecue over the weekend. You were at the barbecue over the weekend, and I can't find my cooler.
Yeah.
I can't find my cooler, and I was talking to the people there. They said that you might have it.
Oh, no, I didn't take any coolers, man. I mean, are you talking about that big red one?
No. This one was a blue one. It's a blue cooler.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I didn't. First of all, I didn't take any coolers.
Damn it, man. Well, Melissa's the one that gave me
a blue
Melissa
one.
Gave me your number because she said you might have it. And I was like, okay, cool. Let me call them up. This seems.
I mean, I don't know why she would say that. I didn't take anything. I didn't bring anything. I didn't take anything, you know?
Maybe you were drunk. Maybe it's in your trunk.
No. I wasn't too drunk. I don't have your cooler. Sorry, dude.
Why did you tell me Melissa wasn't there?
Sarah?
Yeah, babe.
Hey, Eric.
Surprise.
This is not,
Sarah.
I did not go to the barbecue. This is Gabe and Nina from B96.
Hi, Eric.
We got your girl Sarah on the phone because she's curious because you said Melissa wasn't at the barbecue, your ex, but now we're finding out she is?
Yeah, obviously she was.
Hey, you know what? First off, it doesn't matter. None of this matters. And secondly, why are you taking all our stuff out in the open?
Eric,
please keep skirting around the subject. Please.
Eric, I think that Sarah brought up a really important question. Why did you lie?
Why did I lie?
Yeah.
It's always my favorite when they repeat the question.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because she's really, really overboard, jealous. And I just knew, I mean, listen, it's not a big deal that my ex, because she's my ex for a reason, she's my ex, okay?
Yeah, but that's you guys were together for 3 years, though, Eric. You guys were together for 3 years.
Yeah.
You can see where there's some
years,
level of insecurity.
No longer together. No longer together.
Well, if I was overbearing jealous, then I would have come with you regardless. I would have come with you.
But it's not a big deal.
See,
listen, this is the whole, you're just proving I was right. This is the whole point. I didn't want to get it. I didn't want to get
into it without me.
I knew you would fight. I didn't want to get into a fight.
Eric, let me ask you this. If Sarah would have said, hey, I want to come to this barbecue, would you have allowed her to go?
Absolutely not, man. I mean, I don't want any drama. She's calling a radio station. Look at the
you
drama she's creating. Can you imagine the drama she's creating?
Eric,
you sound more dramatic
than
she does.
Shut up, dude. Jesus Christ.
I mean, really, though, Eric, you have to understand that in an instance like this, she's going to find out the truth regardless.
Dude, you're unacceptable.
Yeah, I know, but it makes my life a lot easier not to argue with her about it because there's nothing going on. She's making something out of nothing.
No, babe, don't you worry at all. You know what? You don't have to worry about me at all.
Hello?
No.
Oh.
Sarah?
Eric.
Yeah, I mean, why are you guys doing this?
No. It's not that. It's about this. And here's what I think is important, right? And I think that this is why we have these kinds of situations on the radio. We talk about honesty all the time, right? And I understand you don't want the drama. I get it. But my thing is this. You get less drama by being honest and by saying, hey, you know what? My ex might be there. And if your girl wants to show up, you handle it. And if you take your girl to the barbecue and then there's drama, then you could be like, babe, this is why I don't want you going to the thing. But you got to do everything right leading up to that, or else you're going to be in the situation that you're in right now.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but you don't know Sarah, okay? I know Sarah, and that's why I didn't tell her or bring her, okay?
But
it's not
Eric,
a big deal. Like,
Eric, you know Sarah because she's your girlfriend, and Gabe brought it up earlier, too. Obviously, there would be some insecurities, but it's also your job in that moment to just kind of ease her, too, right?
And now we know you, Eric, and we know that you're a dishonest person that is a liar, and you got some work to do to get back in good graces with Sarah.
Hey, you know, you can spin it how you want. I avoided drama. Maybe I got rid of something I need to get rid of. But you know, no matter what happened, I didn't get together with my ex, and you guys were making something out of nothing.
Nobody's saying that. It was about a lie.
Good
but
point.
Anyway.
Right. Yeah, anyway. Okay, whatever. Hold on. I'm done with him.
Well, I hope that this is just a fight and then they can make up after that.
No. I do not want her getting with that guy. He seems like a jerk.
Well, in this moment, he definitely does, but he just was being so defensive.
The number one thing he said there, when I asked him, and I said, hey, if she said she would have wanted to go to the barbecue, would you have let her? He said no. That to me, that's like, what do you mean? It's your girl that wants to go to this barbecue.
Yeah. All right, Michelle, your man's going to a barbecue. You find out his ex is going to be there. Do you need to be there too?
Yes, I do.
Now, Nina said she wouldn't want to go because she wouldn't want to see it. Now,
I think if you're in a relationship, you guys are together as a couple. And to be honest, with my boyfriend, I've been to events with his exes all the time.
That's so crazy.
Do you talk to them or do you guys like avoid it? Like, how does that work?
We talk with each other.
Good.
We sit down and have wine together and,
No, I'm not with that.
That's like mature.
I'm not with the friends of exes, like being friends with exes. This is not my thing, personally.
I don't think you need to be friends. Or I don't know, maybe you are friends with them, Michelle, but I think casual acquaintances are just being able to acknowledge that. Like, it's better than being like, oh my God, they're here. I need to turn my back and walk away.
Like, I don't understand why that person needs to be a part of our lives anyway.
Well, if she's already going to the function and it's like a shared group of friends, you know what I'm saying? Like in this.
Now you're arguing something different. I'm saying that you said that it's okay to be acquaintances and to do like that kind of stuff. Not friends, but being that. And I'm like, why does that person have to be a part of your life at all? Why are we accommodating your ex? Like that person is dead to us. Like that person doesn't exist.
But I think if you show up to a function and that person is there, I think
you need to acknowledge them.
I mean, I think
I wouldn't acknowledge.
I think that my man probably would, or like somebody would. You can't ignore him. It's like it happened. It's still history, but it happened.
Let's see, Sam on the Northwest side. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so if you know that an ex is going to be at a function that your boyfriend is going to, do you have to be there?
Yes, definitely.
What is it that you want to see, or what is it that you need to be figuring out there?
Nothing. I mean, obviously, those are his friends, so I'm not going to tell him he can't go, but I'm definitely going to focus because that's my man, and I'm going to dress my best and, have him.
She's like, I'm the sexy bodyguard.
Right, I have to be. That's funny. Nina asked the question, or when we were talking about it, I go to Nina. I'm like, wait. How do you even know that your ex is going to be at that function? Like, how do you even know that that's going to be a thing?
If you have a shared group of friends, maybe somebody would give you a heads up. Like, Sam, has that ever happened? Like, how did you know that your man's ex was at a party?
Well, just because of that, because we have a mutual friend.
You need some new friends. Nah.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.